Earlier this year, Americans watched as a UFO floated through the country from coast to coast. It turned out to be a high-altitude balloon owned by China. When it was shot down off the coast of South Carolina, U.S. officials stated the balloon carried intelligence-gathering equipment. And despite President Biden's statements that the incident was unintentional and, quote, embarrassing for Chinese authorities, having what many view as an adversary in domestic airspace riled state legislators. In response, a rash of new laws aimed at limiting foreign land ownership from countries like China have popped up across the nation. Micah Brown is a staff attorney at the National Agricultural Law Center. He says that this isn't the first time we've seen such laws.
This issue has popped up at different times in our nation's history through different political flashpoints, what was going on in the nation at that time. This is just the most recent political flashpoint.
In 2021, a Chinese company in Texas alarmed officials when it began purchasing large amounts of agricultural land close to an Air Force base. In North Dakota in that same year, another Chinese company also purchased land near an Air Force base.
I think policymakers saw that and started proposing legislation in that 2021 period. And from 2021 to 2022, we had 12 states propose some kind of measure.
Indiana was the first state to enact a new law during that period. Now in 2023, 35 states have proposed their own legislation to limit foreign land ownership. Legislators have a popular phrase as to why these laws are so important.
Food security is national security. And so a lot of these proponents of the measures are saying this is a national security measure. And that's kind of the underlying reason for proposing these measures.
But what do these laws actually accomplish? We looked at the Indiana legislation. Senate Bill 388, titled Foreign Gifts and Ownership of Agricultural Land, passed the Senate in a 49-1 vote and the House unanimously. Senator Gene Lacing, who authored the bill along with Senators Mark Mesmer and James Tomes, says they passed the law to protect agricultural land from those who might not have U.S. interests in mind.
Because agriculture is a $35 billion industry in Indiana annually, and we have to make sure that we don't put that big industry in jeopardy. Plus, it's our food supply as well.
The law prohibits foreign entities from owning land in Indiana, with exceptions. The law does not apply to land used for research or experimental purposes. It also allows foreign entities to own up to 320 acres of land for crops or up to 10 acres for timber production. Land used for raising or producing eggs is also excluded. Senate Bill 388 gives a one-year moratorium on Russian businesses and citizens buying land in the state. That moratorium expired at the end of June. Lacing says she is satisfied with how the law currently stands.
Since this was signed in 22 and there was no debate on this issue in 2023, which was a long session, I'm not actually looking for any additional legislation right now.
There's a chance that some form of these state laws will become federal law. In the current session of Congress, the Senate approved an amendment to the National Defense Appropriations Act to restrict certain investments from China, Iran, North Korea, and Russia. And how effective are these laws at protecting U.S. interests and citizens? Jeffrey Stake is a professor at IU's Marrer School of Law. He says it's a mixed bag. On one hand, it lowers competition in the market.
And you're sort of protected from certain new entrants into the market. And so you might be a little better off for the lack of competition in producing those crops and timber.
On the other hand, those looking to sell their land may have lost out on interested buyers. Stake says that at the heart of the issue, the national security risk posed for foreign entities owning domestic cropland is a legitimate concern. If an entity gathers land, then decides not to produce goods on that land, it will have adverse effects on our economy.
Price of wheat jumps up, the price of bread jumps up for everybody. We're in worse shape. So threats of non-production by the people who could have been producing because they're choosing not to do that.
As many legislators have said, food security is national security. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Clayton Baumgarth.